My name is Julian Finn. This is Oliver Moldenhauer. Today representing the seed producing industry, coming directly from the Hong Kong Ministerial Conference of the WTO. And we're going to explain, we're going to explain what terminator genes and GURT, biological restrictions management, is. Exactly. Oliver, please.
Okay. First of all, I think someone has to say this. There's some irony in my part of the talk, so
be aware.
Okay, so what's the problem? Why do we talk about biological restriction management? Here you see pictures of actually kind of innocent looking farmers, but they're obviously evil pirates, because what do? They copy our seeds. That's just like, you know, the pirates in the digital domain that copy CDs and movies and so on. We have actual biological pirates. Some even protest for their so-called right to use their own harvest to replant on their acres. But this is a problem because the people from the seed industry invented the potato, the rice plant, the wheat, the corn, and all the other basic... we patented it.
Just as the Microsoft invented the if-then-else statement, I suppose.
And so many farmers use their own harvests to make seeds. Just a question, what do you think, how many farmers actually don't buy the seed but use the stuff grown on their own fields? Any ideas, say, for here in Germany?
It depends on the country.
Yeah, say, in Germany and in developing countries.
20%?
20% for Germany? Another guess for Germany? 70-80% for Germany?
20?
Okay, and for developing countries?
99.9.
Ah, many guesses. So what we actually have, and this is quite bad, you know, that's 50% of the farmers in Germany grow their own seeds. You know, this is very detrimental to economy. And even 90% in developing countries. So that can't be go on like this. So we have to do something against it. This is a very ancient technology. This is not modern. And it's breeding independence. And actually, it limits the profit of the seed industry, which is supposed to be a major employer and revenue-generating thing.
They're all communists.
Another thing, here you can see the actual balance of payments in terms of royalties and license fees between the developing countries and the developed countries. Actually, the trend is quite nice, you know. You realize back in 93 we had $1.5 billion net payment. Now we are up to more than $9 billion. But this is still not enough, you know. This is even less than official development aid. This is only 20% of the official development aid if you make a comparison. So we have to do something about it. So what's the solution? One possibility is to go for the law. For instance, inside the WTO, the World Trade Organization, we have a so-called TRIPS Treaty on Intellectual Property Rights. This is a good step forward. But there's still space for farmer privilege. Under the TRIPS Treaty, country is not obliged to forbid their farmers to use their own seeds. So that's a problem. We can't sell enough of them. Then there are national laws. They have a pretty good one in Germany, actually.
that was changing the moment. The seed industry lost against the community of
Mike? Sorry. There is a new thing in the moment. The seed industry lost a case against this law. It's just not enforcement in the moment, not to enforce in the moment, really. And the industry makes a new approach and go to the supplier for this red stuff, what you put on the seed and you put it in the ground, it's protect seeds and makes in this way.
Oh, that's pretty new. When did that happen?
I think 1 or 2 months ago.
Okay.
That's why they need better enforcement.
Bad news. So in Germany, for instance, what you have to refer to, there are so-called Nachbaugebühren, meaning that if you rent, replant the stuff, you have to pay money to the actual owners of the seeds, which are, of course, not the farmers, but the seed industry. But I think the case you told probably refers not to the Nachbaugebühren as such, but to the enforcement rules and to the data protection things around it, privacy rules. Anyway, but that's pretty cool. The procedure was pretty cool, and there was a good enforcement, and the seed industry even got a prize for that.
Yeah, you got the Big Brother Award. The Big Brother Award for the Saatguttreuhandsverwaltungs GmbH in Bonn, who got the prize because they spied on farmers who didn't pay their license fees. So, yeah, applause.
So the law has its limitations. So what's the solution? That's a always if there's a problem in society, use technology to fix it. So the solution here is biological restrictions management or biological rights management.
How that's going to work.
No further enforcement is necessary. That's just learning from the music industry, which uses digital rights management. Actually, I coined the phrase because I thought for this audience, if I say digital rights management, people know what's it about. The more usual term is genetic use restrictions technology, GERT, or Terminator technology. And what is it? If you genetically modify a plant with Terminator genes, then this allows the production of seeds that grow normally, but the seeds produced out of those seeds. Plants grow and then there's some grain on, and they're actually dead. You can't replant those seeds. That's the whole point. Farmers cannot regrow from their own harvest. And this is a very nice picture of the actual Terminator. So we can always see where this leads to.
To presidency?
So, but this is not very easy, because the problem is the seed industry still needs plants and seeds that can grow and produce a viable seeds. So it's kind of difficult. It's actually a pretty cool hack how you do this technologically. So I want to go a little bit onto the technical details of this, because this is a technical conference. So first thing, to go to the basics. If you have what we know nowadays about the genome is that you have gene constructs. That's actually the basic building blocks of genetic engineering. And this consists out of first a promoter. That's something that decides when this gene is actually activated. Then you have the gene coding property, the actual code that makes some protein, and you have the termination sequence. And you take this, if you do genetic engineering, you take this from different life forms. For instance, a promoter might be from the tobacco mosaic virus, or you can have the actual gene might be from a soil bacteria that's resistant to some herbicides. And then the termination sequence is frequently taken from peas. So to make it more easily understandable, so for instance, you have the promoter is basically like a function name. That's what calls the actual code. Then you have the actual code, and the terminator is basically the brackets if you have C code.
Yeah.
So, but how do we do this actually with the terminator technology? This is three steps. You have to introduce three genes, so the whole thing is working. First thing is you introduce the actual suicide sense. May I take the? You have the actual suicide thingy. the toxin up there, once this gene is activated, produces a toxin that kills the cell. LEA,
is not load effective address from assembler. It is some promoter that's activated in the late embryonic stage, say just a few days before the harvest occurs. And if you introduce just this without those spacer in the middle, just this into the plant, every plant would commit suicide, and the seed industry wouldn't be well off because it couldn't produce any seeds themselves. So what's introduced is the spacer, the right thing that actually blocks the whole action. That's the first part. Second part, you have some gene that produces molecular scissors. These scissors cut out the gene, the spacer, out of the gene at top, and makes it actually active. And this is, and also so it can work, we have viable plants to begin with. We have a gene that produces repressor particles, repressor molecules that block the molecular scissors. And this is activated all the time. So that's a standard thing, how the gene is working if you're at the seed-producing company. We have this repressor always produced. This represses the molecular scissors, so the spacer doesn't get cut. Further? So what you do...
is this the next one? Or is
that one? Yeah, that was the next one, sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, okay. Technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
so what you do, if you put some other chemical into the system, here tetracycline, for instance, that removes the repressor, then the molecular gene becomes active. Can you do the next slide, please? And the molecular scissors cut out the spacer thing and make it active. So have the toxic gene in late embryonic stage. And this produces lots of toxins that kill the cell.
Well, now I have some very bad pseudocode to illustrate what we're actually doing. First, we have a spacer, which is a kind of flag set to one. Then we assert a lot of things, and I don't exactly, well... We assert that there's no mutation in the plant. We assert that there's enough repressing toxin, and we assert that everything else is correct. Otherwise, the program terminates, and well, the whole thing doesn't work. Well, as long as the spacer is still there, you wait for the reaction. If the reaction happens, there's ribonuclease produced. The spacer is set. The spacer flag is set to zero, and after that. The sterilizing toxin is produced, as long as, of course, there's no mutation and enough toxins put on the plants and so on. So, yes.
So, is this quite understandable, what's going on there? Everyone nodding. I still have a how-to.
Well, so, I don't understand how that can assure anything.
So... Yeah, how it works.
It's very unsafe.
How that works is, first, you have your genetically improved variety, or improved, you know, with the germinator gene. You can grow this. And then, after the harvest with this special germinator technology, you put tetracycline over the seeds. So this, this means that they now genetically modify themselves. You put it over the seeds, and the seeds genetically modify themselves, make some kind of gene therapy on themselves that will cause their offspring to die. This is a very important part. If you forget this, the farmers will still be able to use the seeds. You don't make sure you actually put enough tetracycline on it. And then the peasants can grow the whole stuff normally, and just before the harvest, a few days before, the seedling commits suicide. Actually, most of the corn is still alive, but just a very tiny seedling part commits suicide. And now we come to the rhetoric how-to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, talking about it very positively. And yeah, you use V-GERD instead of Terminator or biological restrictions management, because then people think, oh, techniques, I don't understand. you use GeneScare, say Terminator can protect GMOs. So what you're actually saying is that because of this protection, seeds can't genetically modified seeds can't cross out into wilderness. Now, at least until there's some mutation, or at least as long as the whole thing works, which I didn't think it does really not. Well, but but hey, I mean,
this is an important point. The Terminator technology is supposed to work quite well in terms like it has maybe an 80% or 90% efficiency, and that the seed will not live, will not grow. This is okay if you want to use it for biological restriction management, because if you have seeds and 90% don't grow, that's pretty bad. It's useless. But actually, it doesn't work so well for making sure that no genetically modified organism at all go out of the system.
Yeah,
if you talk about security, then you can't use Terminator technology because it's not safe enough for that.
Then you talk about hunger and not about pesticide resistance or so, because hunger always works. We need those Terminator seeds for Africa because they are hungry. and then agree to moratorium and just do the whole research in a private space until the stuff is ready. So, your rhetorics work and say, oh, we're not doing anything. We're just poor and very good guys, and then suddenly it's there.
Okay. Now I enough with the irony.
One question.
Yeah, please.
What is tetracycline normally used for?
It's an antibiotic.
It's an antibiotic. Normally. Antibioticum.
It's antibiotic. Actually, what we told is just one of many possibilities how this technology might work. in this case, it's an antibiotic. It doesn't do much to the plant; just kills some germs. But it's used as a trigger to make the seed genetically modify itself.
Is this a substance usually used by farmers?
No, not at all.
It isn't used by the farmers. It's used by the seed industry. That puts it on the plants just before selling them, on the seed. And when you put them out, then they're triggered and can't produce children. Well, they shouldn't. But the modification, the tetracycline, is put on in the companies. Then it's sold. Then it's sown out. And if everything works well, then the trigger is pushed in at the late embryonic phase, and then the whole thing starts to work or not. Yeah.
I think that's a good time now to go for technical questions. Next thing will be the talk, the political development and the actual action against it.
Well, it's actually two questions. One is the toxin that's produced for this suicide thing. How toxic is it for humans? The grains which commit suicide and so cannot be used as seeds are just the grains harvested and processed, and so that's a question which should be interesting for
it depends
public.
Who you ask, of course.
And the other thing is, you said the terminating mechanism doesn't work 100%, but maybe 90%, but that's enough for the company because the farmers have to buy the seeds next year also.
Yeah, sure.
But when they know about the mechanism, they say, oh, well, let's try and put some of the seeds out, and most of them will be dead, but 10% will produce new seeds, and as far as I understand it, then it's over. If you don't put tetracycline over it, which you said they don't do, you have the mechanism blocked, and it's okay.
No, it's not okay because.
Or did I understand the working?
Two things. There might be a danger of the toxin involved. It might also not be in danger because it's not very many cells that are actually affected. Just a very kind seedling part of the thing that's dying, but it might be a problem. And also, one has to say the whole thing that we just presented is still theory, at least as far as is publicly known. There's patents on this, that's described, but there's no publication on actual tests. So it could be that you could, via, Züchtung, you could get the Terminator technology out of the plants over many generations of, was heißt züchten? Züchten. But also it could be the other way around. If the problem is not with the genetic modification itself, but the problem is with the toxin applying, then it could be something that's every generation 90% die.
But the point is,
that's something to be seen if this is actually applied.
And the point is, the Terminator technology is not the only genetic technology put in the plants mostly. If you put the Terminator technology and you put, for example, herbicide resistance or whatever in the plant, and the goal officially is to say, okay, the herbicide resistance can't cross out into nature because there's a Terminator technology that restricts that. But if only 9% work, well, you can think about the rest.
But if I understood correctly, this was not what the second question was about. So if I got it correctly, this modification itself is harmless as long, pertains in later generation is harmless as long as no tetracycline is applied, because in this case, this molecular scissors are just blocked. So if for some reasons the first, I'd say 10% of the first generation would survive, then of course the following generations would still be very sensitive to tetracycline. But as long as this is not applied, which the farmers should not do, the problem is somehow to overcome this 90% loss in the first generation, but afterwards there should be no problem.
Yeah, but you can't really find out what the 10% are.
No, the problem... No, yeah, that's easy to see. Well, the stuff that grows is the 10%.
Okay, sure.
But to the question, this is hypothetical. It could be the way you say, that you can actually breed out the Terminator technology, but it could also be something different, that you have problems, other problems than the tetracycline applying thing. Yeah, and also, secondly, this is a very tough, very strong genetic modification of the plant. You have three actual genes inserted, and if you know how the process works, this is a very dodgy process they use to do genetic modifications. You do things like putting the actual gene on little gold bullets and shooting them at cells, and you have like 99.9% of the cells dying and the rest accidentally surviving and so on and so on. So it's a very dodgy process, and there's a risk in itself by just those three genetic modifications.
Okay.
Well, I guess, the questions before aimed at what if the farmers just sow the stuff out again and 10% still germinates and then grows again? So, but I mean, this might apply to digital restrictions management for songs in the internet. But I mean, you have to get 10% out of the whole crop. You have to sow out the whole crop again. Nobody does this. That usually you save, 1 to 5% of your crop, sow it out again, and have a field full of corn. So if you have to sow everything out again, what's the aim? Why would you do that? And so the goal is achieved. The farmers have to rebuy the stuff. It doesn't make sense to sow it out again just to see if 10% might germinate.
Okay, Thomas?
I think we have to differentiate here. We have two issues. The first issue is if this biological rights management technology could be overcome, could be hacked. I think it can be hacked because I take a small amount of my crop, reseed it. An even smaller amount, 10% of this, will breed. But after this, I have overcome this blocking technology. So I have to do this only once, and then I can spread this new kind of seed in the normal way. The second, now we come to the second question, if we really would like to do this, because what would interest me more is, if I understand this correctly, these are completely engineered gene sequences. It's not something we have normally in nature. And the question is, because there are, for example, the tabak mosaic virus, etc., there are mechanisms in nature which can lead to selective migration of gene sequences to other plants. Mm-hmm. And does anybody has any idea what could be the result of this?
Exactly, that's the point. But also, of course, there's a possibility of actually hacking the system and producing a little part of seeds and then growing them tomorrow. But I mean, people in Africa don't have the time and the space and the manpower to actually overcome that. It doesn't work.
Oh, don't underestimate the Africans. It's just. No, but I think that's a very interesting point you made. And this is actually no surprise, no accident that it's happening here that people talk about hacking. All the other discussions I had about Terminator technology, nobody talked about hacking this stuff. But makes some sense. So actually, I think there will be some arms race between the Terminator guys and the actual hackers. But still, you have to see this is a very complicated process that probably takes a few generations, say a few years. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm, this is just more like wild guess and hypothetics. My hypothesis would be like you would probably take one generation, as you say, maybe two or three generations until you have the Terminator, the activated Terminator sequence completely out of the system. Say if it's, the problem's not with the tetracycline applying, but with the toxin not working at the end and therefore something. But yeah, maybe it's just working in 1 year. We have to see. But still, even if it's just 1 year, it takes a whole year. That's a lot longer than you need for some DVD breaking. And there'll be an arms race between the hackers and the others. And what was your second point again?
The second point is what would happen if this
genes? I see, yeah. The point is... Yeah, the genes are not completely artificial. Hardly any genes, I think no genes whatever are completely artificial. They're taken out of other organisms that are already there. But it's a good point. It's a very dangerous point always to cross the species barrier, to introduce more genes, potentially toxic genes, into plants and plant them on many, many square kilometers. And there are lots of possibilities of gene transfer. So this is just this is the usual problem of genetically modified crops. And these are very heavily genetically modified crops. You have to see that on top of the whole Terminator gene, there's also an actual genetic modification that makes sense. And this is the payload of the whole system. So you have four or five modification in just one plant. So lots of possibilities of gene transfer, lots of possibilities of dangerous substances entering the thing. It could be that the toxin spreads out of the late embryonic stage and in small quantities is produced during the whole life cycle. And then you have actual toxic seeds. Just one thing that could hypothetically happen. So, yeah.
Okay.
I have just two short questions. If I remember correctly, you said the industry is arguing that they that you have to buy the seed to gain resistance against GMOs or other organisms. So by applying tetracycline as I think in huge amounts every year, you put selective pressure on other organisms around, and I'm seeing the danger that there might be resistance against tetracycline, which may affect the whole chain, yeah. Meaning that this falls back on humans, so we can't use tetracycline as an antibiotic anymore.
Absolutely.
I think this is one of the problems too. And the second question would be, could you please give a short introduction of yourself? Because I'd like to know of which area fields you come from.
Okay. Actually, that's a good point. It's a little bit late in the talk, but I'm so sorry. I could say so. So I'm Oliver Moldenhauer.
I'm Julian Finn.
Working with ATAC Working Group on the Knowledge Commons, and my actual training background is physics.
And we work on that and as well as other topics in the context of ATAC, which is a globalization critical movement, if you, someone of you doesn't know. Okay.
Okay, maybe we go on until the... Oh, sorry. Yeah, please.
Yeah, sorry. I think in the Terminator gene discussion which came up in breeding, we have to see that the Terminator technology is just one part. The companies will protect themselves by law, like it happened in Canada, for example, that seeds with patented genes cannot be sold out again. So even if this technology just works in 90% and you can reshape a whole new crop out of it, it takes time. And in this time, the companies have the ability to catch you doing that.
Absolutely.
So it is not enough to say, well, we can breed it out, because legal repercussions will exist to catch you on that.
Absolutely, definitely.
Okay, so why are we talking about Terminator genes, actually? What's the current process? And in the year 2000, there was a quasi-moratorium on the Terminator technology inside the Convention on Biological Diversity, Biodiversitätskonvention. This says something like, Terminator technology should not be applied without further studies, without evidence, and this is potentially harmful. And so industry wasn't too tough against that, because technology wasn't ready anyway. But now we have, especially Canada, with support of New Zealand, Australia, push for an end of this moratorium. Important to note, the U.S. is not party to the Convention on Biological Diversity. So actually, Canada is kind of a proxy for U.S. interests also there. No, they didn't ratify the CBD. So we have the very arcane... abbreviations there, and actually the ad hoc committee, subcommittee of SAPSTAR, the subsidiary body on technological and scientific thingies, is meeting in January in Granada, in Spain. There's the so-called 8J working group discussing the question of on the moratorium. And the decision will be made in March in Brazil. There's the conference of the parties, the Vertragsstaaten conference of the Convention on Biological Diversity, and there actually the Canadians want to get rid of the moratorium. So that's one reason now to ask, what is our government doing? Are they taking part in negotiations? And it's not quite clear, and I think they might react to pressure. So what happened now is that since November, actually October, there's the formation of a campaign against Terminator technology. Oh, this is...
Well, all sorts
of... Sorry, how many guys of you don't know German? Okay, enough for me to say it. So it's... No, the website doesn't work. Yeah, that's what I... You're too fast. This never happens on other conferences.
come to that point for the not working website later. But banterminator.org is working and actually in English. So it's actually the German thing says free seed instead of dead harvest, ban terminator technology. We have so far 23 organizations involved in the process of founding this campaign. Amongst them, ATTAC, which is just in the first place because of the alphabet, yeah, no other reason. Friends of the Earth, Bread for the World, Via Campesina Germany, and so on and so forth. And also, interestingly, the biological, organic, how do you say?
Well, the companies, though, the organizations for organic food.
Organic food, Bioland, Demeter, and Naturland, and so on. And yeah, so this campaign is just about to start. We want to launch it with a press conference on the 10th of January. And yeah, still looking for organizations and individuals joining. So what can you do? What have I here?
It doesn't work. Second? Okay.
So one possibility is you can subscribe to the Ban Terminator mailing list in case you don't have enough email, but it's actually quite interesting.
You have to write to Krüger@attack.de, who will then put you on. There's no subscription mechanism at the moment. You can join the campaign. Yes, we're always looking for people who want to help us, work with us, discuss with us, join us, whatever. Everybody's invited. You can help us with our webpage. Anybody who's good at, you know, doing all sorts of web page stuff can help us with layout, texts, coding, and for that, mail to oliver@attack.de.
Or just came later on. We have to get this online by the 10th of January for the press conference.
Exactly. Please, we need help. And you can visit www.banterminator.org. which is a website that actually exists. It's the English website. There's going to be a German version of it soon. We're working on that, heavily translating. And, of course, freiesaat.de, which is not yet, online, which will come soon as well. And if you're German, understand German, we have a cool book that is for sale here or at the Fürbud shop down there. And costs €6.50, really worth reading, and we can just, recommend it. Thanks very much for listening. Oh, we don't need that. Okay, thanks very much. Any further questions, or did we all know? Okay.
I think one important point is that this is not only about cool hackers hacking the seeds or poor farmers maybe in Africa outgrowing this in 2 or 3 years, because that's a professional product. There will be a professional product piracy, which means that organized crime will try to break that, will try to get products in the market that look like the original, but of course they won't care about anything that has to do with genetic security. And it will happen very fast because it does not take the time of a year to grow seeds.
Well, you could also just sell old seeds that don't have the technology.
Yes, but you could, but not with the same profile. No. As the original product.
Absolutely.
So not as a fake of that product, marketing it with the same label.
I think what's an important point you made is that maybe we did a little bit of, this is cool technology and we can, hackers can think how to hack it and so on, but it's not about the technological fun or the sheer absurdity of the project. It's actually very threatening to the livelihood of millions of people, what's happening here. I mean, this is the problem. The majority of the people on the planet are farmers. And most of them actually do a lot of live a lot on their own, growing on the stuff they grow on their own fields. And that's a very tough limitation for them if they have to get cash to be able to plant every year anew. This is, and also it's part of the ongoing battle, who owns knowledge, who owns life.
And it's also, the question is like, what happens to, if a country has a hunger problem and instead of giving them normal seeds and normal aid, they suddenly just get those Terminator seeds, the farmers just get these to sow out, and next year they have the same problem again and get extremely dependent on Western food aid, which can't really be the point in that whole question and the whole thing. Yeah, next question, Frank.
Well, I guess what we're actually looking at is just another leverage for raising or for implementing intellectual property rights in those countries that maybe still are not up to the task, because once they introduce the seeds in the country, they make sure the legal framework is there to ensure their rights are like followed.
Absolutely. Any more questions? Can't see anybody at the moment. Still can't see anybody. Last chance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but so, but seriously, with the points of joining, what you also can do is you can just, we have a few minutes left here, so just can give me your email address to get on the mail list, or seriously, we need some guys helping with freisaat.de.
And we're also open, always open for funding as well. So if you just have some money left, we can use it.